This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump will headline the fourth and final night of the Republican National Convention. The president will make his case to the American people that they should vote him in for four more years in the White House. The former New York businessman's speech will happen on the White House South Lawn, capping off a convention that has portrayed President Trump as a leader who can restore order after months of protests over racial injustice and revive an economy ravaged by the coronavirus pandemic. His opponent in the November election, former Vice President Joe Biden, sought to paint the president as a leader who has mishandled the U.S.'s response to the pandemic. Democrats and Joe Biden's campaign held their virtual convention last week in the U.S. Read our coverage of the conventions and the election on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura struck the Gulf Coast as one of the most powerful hurricanes to hit the United States in decades. The storm continues to move inland as a downgraded Category 1 hurricane. In its latest update, the National Hurricane Center says Laura has maximum sustained winds of 145 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say the hurricane continues to bring damaging winds and flooding rainfall as it moves inland over western and central part of Louisiana. They say the storm is still generating a life-threatening storm surge along much of the Louisiana coastline. The U.S. Justice Department says it is opening a civil rights probe into the police shooting of a black man in the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Details have also been released on the arrest of the suspect accused of shooting and killing two protesters in Kenosha on Tuesday night. Our coverage is on voanews.com. This is VOA News.